Captain Long, Stardate 42625.4. We're entering orbit around the eighth planet in this previously unmapped Theta 116 solar system. We diverted from our scheduled course when a passing Klingon cruiser reported discovering pieces of a strange vessel in the upper atmosphere of this planet. We have come to investigate.
Nasty. Nitrogen, methane, liquid neon, surface temperature minus 291 degrees Celsius, winds up to 312 meters per second.
Not exactly a vacation planet, huh?
Not unless you like ammonia tornadoes. But I have found indications of debris in an elliptical orbit.
You keep me informed. The sooner we find out what the Klingons think they saw, the sooner we can get the hell out of here.
Sounds good to me. Nasty.
Come. Fermat's last theorem. You're familiar with it?
Vaguely. I spent too many math classes daydreaming about being on a starship.
When Pierre de Fermat died, they found this equation scrawled in the margin of his notes. X to the n plus y to the n equals z to the n, where n is greater than 2, which he said had no solution in whole numbers. But he also added this phrase, remarkable proof.
Yeah, that's starting to come back to me. There was no proof included.
Mm-hmm. And for 800 years, people have been trying to solve it.
Including you.
I find it stimulating. Also, it puts things in perspective. In our arrogance, we feel we are so advanced. And yet, we cannot unravel a simple knot tied by a part-time French mathematician working alone without a computer.
Captain, we've detected some sort of debris in a loose orbit.
Can you identify it?
No, sir. I suggest we beam a section aboard for analysis.
Make it so, number one.
We've locked onto something with markings on it.
What sort of markings?
Uncertain. Energize.
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
The object was definitely terrestrial in origin, dated mid-21st century.
No Earth ship of that time could have traveled out this far.
Nevertheless, that is what our tests indicate. and the markings we discovered are consistent with this hypothesis.
Any indication of what destroyed this data?
That is even more significant than the object itself, Counselor. On several of its surfaces, the molecules seem to have disintegrated.
Disintegrated? How?
Almost as if they were hit by a weapon from our time.
Curious, huh? I'm curious, huh?
Captain, we've detected a large structure on the planet.
It's a building of some sort, situated on a plain of frozen methane, smack in the middle of a tremendous storm melt.
I don't believe this. That structure is surrounded with breathable air.
Is there any connection between that structure and the ship fragments that we found?
Unknown, sir.
Suggestions?
Well, just one, sir. We should go down there and have a look.
Breathable air? No life form that might be dangerous. I think we could risk a minimal away team, number one.
Give me a moment, gents. We're dealing with an extremely narrow access point.
Phasers on, son. Ready when you are.
I believe we've got it, huh? You have a green light, Commander.
Energized.
Those ammonia storms are less than a kilometer away, yet they do not appear to penetrate this breathable zone.
Like the eye of a hurricane. Commander, what is that? A door?
Structure must be here, yet we cannot see it.
Enterprise, this is Commander Riker. As your readout shows, this is an unusual place. Completely calm. No sound, no movement. Yet a few hundred meters away, storm is raging.
Any information about the structure?
Yes, sir. There's an antique revolving door. It could be an entrance.
Revolving door? Number one, proceed with caution.
Yes, sir. Well, this is what we came here for. Captain, we're entering. Enterprise to away team, come in.
We're receiving no signal at all from them, sir.
Transporter room, lock onto the landing party. Beam them up.
We've got nothing to lock on to, sir.
Riker to Enterprise. We've entered the structure. Riker to Enterprise, come in. Come in, Enterprise.
When they went through that antique doorway, the signal just disappeared, sir.
What's causing the interference?
Unknown.
They're receiving us?
No. We're going to have to recalibrate all the frequencies to find one that'll work.
Then do it.
Sir, without communication, we should beam up immediately.
We're here. There's no danger. We'll look around and leave.
Checking in, gentlemen. You'll have to go to the front desk.
Very good. We'll start with that.
Welcome, gentlemen. Have a nice trip.
You know us?
We've been expecting you. A trio of foreign gentlemen.
Yes, we're from the United Federation of Planets.
Of course you are.
Welcome to the Hotel Royale.
Excuse me. Did Rita call?
I'm busy.
You're busy? This is my life I'm talking about here. Now, did Rita call or not?
No. And for your own good, you'd better quit thinking about Rita.
I'm not afraid of Mickey D.
Then you're a fool. Anybody with any sense is afraid of Mickey D.
If Rita calls, you let me know.
Kid's just asking for trouble. Rita's too much for him to handle, and Mickey D's going to plant his face in the pavement. Now, here are your room keys. And some complimentary casino chips. Enjoy.
What is this place? How did a being like you get here?
Why, this is the Royale, of course. And my personal life is really none of your business, thank you.
What he means is, what planet is this?
I beg your pardon.
This planet, what do you call it?
Earth. What do you call it?
We call it Theta 8.
How charming. Commander.
Yes, sir.
None of these people are emitting life signs.
You mean they're not alive?
Then what are they?
Designed to deceive us.
Not illusion, Lieutenant. They do exist, but they do not register as either man or machine. Take this creature, for example. He does not exhibit any DNA structure.
Excuse me, son. Look who's talking. And you sound just like my ex-wife. All right. Time to get down to business.
What sort of business do you suppose he is getting down to?
Status report.
For attempting to employ alternate encoding schemes.
There could be hundreds of possible combinations.
Is there an intelligence causing this interference?
No, that's impossible to tell.
Like Commander Riker not to follow procedure. When he lost contact with the Enterprise, he should have returned immediately to the beam-down coordinates.
I don't feel he's in any danger. In fact, if I could choose one word to assess his mood, it would be amused.
Amused?
Three. You're new around here, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Sit down. I'm going to teach you how this game is played, boy. Go ahead, Annie. Oh, boy.
He wants you to cut the cards.
Huh. Is this poker?
No, blackjack.
What? Access. Also known as 21, a number which defines the object of the game. Picture cards are worth 10, aces 1 or 11, all other cards face value.
Boy, you're right. You are right. smooth.
Run them, boy. Make them nice so they don't bread now.
Don't look at your hand, honey. That gal has got to be it. Now, honey, you got 15 and the dealer sure is here.
Do I hear it, Jack Bruce, or do I stand?
If you got to win, you got to hear.
Hit me. Oh.
Oh.
Damn.
Shoot. Hit me. 21 and a winner. Yes, sirree.
Hit me. Another please.
You think you've had about enough?
If the objective of the game is to approach a total of 21 points, I will definitely need another card.
Boy, you have got to brag. Do you know what the odds are on a five-card, Charlie? Hell, you're just throwing your money away.
Hit me.
How'd you? Shut my mouth.
Hey, you're not one of them card count fellas, are you?
The number of the cards and their values remain quite constant. What would be the purpose in counting them?
Yeah.
You having fun, Data?
Fun, sir? While there is a certain amount of enjoyment involved, I am mainly conducting research and...
David, we're getting out of here.
Understood, sir.
Guys are holding up the game.
Our apologies, sir.
I'll watch the chips.
Thank you, sir.
Hey. The hat.
Sorry, sir.
Peel him up.
Progress.
They've accessed the range of encoding scheme altered. The difficulty is in the frequency range, and the interference is highly variable.
See, the problem may be with the envelope covering the structure. There are hydrogen carbon helix patterns throughout.
And the transmission is simply scattered and refracted at random. No wonder you can't get through.
Exactly.
Those are some fairly aggressive computations, Lieutenant.
I'm comparing the molecular integrity of that bubble against our phasers.
Is penetration possible?
I don't know just yet. It may be an option. I'd like to run this test.
Make it so.
Another exit I might use. Excuse me. Say, I was wondering if you could tell me... No other exit. I believe we are trapped here.
Captain's log supplemental. We remain in orbit around Theta 8, still out of contact with the away team.
We're almost there, Captain. We'll be able to attempt contact in a few minutes.
Captain, the situation down there has changed.
In what way?
Commander Riker has become tense. Closed in, he's feeling trapped.
Phases are totally ineffective on all surfaces.
Sir, our options appear quite limited.
We don't have any.
If we're going to get out of here, we're going to have to do it on our own. I'm going to get some answers out of that stuff.
Are you crazy?
Wrong. I'm finally getting some smarts. You think you're going to scare Mickey D with that gun? I'm going to make him leave Rita alone.
Kid, she's a big girl. And she's Mickey D's girl.
Not anymore. Not after tonight.
Look, kid, I like you. I don't want to see you get hurt. Especially over some dame.
Don't call her that. You'll see. You'll see how tough Mickey D is. He's nothing.
I want some answers.
I'm sure the concierge will be happy.
We'd like to get out of here now.
The Royale's exits are clearly marked.
That's not good enough.
If you have a complaint about the service you've received during your stay here, you can always take it up with the manager.
Fine. I'd like to see him immediately.
I'm afraid the manager is very busy.
Right, can you hear me?
Yes.
There's a good deal of interference, Captain, but you aren't getting through.
Number one, why haven't you left that building?
We tried, sir. It seems like we're trapped in here. We're in no immediate danger.
Something about your location is interfering with communication. We are working on the problem.
Captain, these frequencies are unstable.
Then find others.
Yes, sir.
What is going on down there?
Commander. I'm picking up something most unusual in another section of this structure. It appears to be human DNA.
Where?
31.9 meters above and to the right of us.
Perhaps those turtles could take us there. Seems to be malfunctioning.
The reading I received is from behind this door, sir. My reading is intensifying, sir.
Are you getting any light signs?
None, sir. Definitely human. Male.
Looks like the poor devil died in his sleep.
What a terrible way to die.
He has been dead for 283 years, sir. The lack of any advanced decomposition is due to the sterile environment.
Why would anyone go to all this trouble?
Just window dressing for a dead man.
Commander.
Is this significant, sir?
American.
52 stars, sir.
Places it between 2033 and 2079 AD. Correlates with the debris we found. Colonel S.
Rest in peace, Colonel.
The cops are Riker.
Finally. Riker, go ahead.
You're coming through clearly now.
What's your situation?
Well, this structure was apparently made to resemble 20th century Earth. All attempts to exit have failed.
We haven't found a way to transport you back yet.
I assumed as much, sir. We've also located the remains of a human. Request identity scans. Colonel Ritchie, American, first initial S, roughly the same time period.
Do it.
Commander, some curiosities.
Book, a novel, Hotel Royale. Summarize, please.
Information retrieved, Captain.
Number one.
Go ahead, Captain.
We have the information you requested. Colonel Stephen Ritchie was the commanding officer of the explorer ship Charybdis,
which had a terrestrial launch date of July 23rd, 2037. It was the third manned attempt to travel beyond the confines of Earth's solar system.
Its telemetry failed. It was never heard from again. You believe that you've discovered the remains of Colonel Ritchie?
Yes, Captain. We found something else, a novel by Todd Matthews entitled Hotel Royale, which is the name of this structure. Data.
Captain, this is the story of a group of compulsive gamblers caught up in a web of crime, corruption, and deceit.
It is told by nefarious Lothario, Mickey D., who appears only at the climax of the story to carry out the cold-blooded murder of the hotel bellboy.
There is also a subplot about an older man conspiring with a younger woman to murder her husband. She is squandering her inheritance.
Captain, this novel and everything Data just described
seems to be exactly what's happening at this hotel.
Extraordinary.
There's also one other thing, a diary with only one entry.
Obviously made by Colonel Ritchie.
Can you read it?
Yes. I write this in the hope that it will someday be read by human eyes. I can only surmise at this point, but apparently our exploratory shuttle was contaminated by an alien life form which infected and killed all personnel except myself.
I awakened to find myself here in the Royale Hotel, precisely as described in the novel I found in my room.
And for the last 38 years, I have survived here. I have come to understand that the alien contaminators created this place for me out of some sense of guilt. Presuming that the novel we had on board the shuttle about the Hotel Royale was in fact a guide to our preferred lifestyle and social habits. Obviously, they thought this was the world from which I came.
I hold no malice toward my benefactors. They could not possibly know the hell that they have put me through.
For it was such a badly written book, filled with endless cliché and shallow characters. I shall welcome death when it comes.
I understand, Number One. Now we know why all that is there.
Why can't you get out?
Number One.
Yes, sir.
Lieutenant LaForge has a thought. He believes we can phaser a slice in the field
surrounding the structure.
That means the atmosphere of the planet would instantly rush in.
Our projected survival would be approximately 12 seconds.
Correct. The cryogenic process would be nearly instantaneous.
But I assume you could revive us.
Yes.
In theory.
You must understand, Number One.
We'll wait here for months if necessary. We're just considering options.
If you're trying to motivate us to find our own way out of here, you've succeeded, Captain.
Yes? There is a female voice asking if we want room service.
I believe she is asking if we want the room cleaned.
Tell her no.
No.
What did she say?
She said the kitchen will be open 24 hours if we change our minds.
We're going to explore the rest of the hotel. We'll keep a comm line open. You two go down to the lobby and see if there's anything that we missed. You talk to the guests, try to find out who or what they are. I'll check out the rest of the floor.
Computer, locate and display. The text of the novel entitled Hotel Royale by Todd Matthews.
Accessing.
If the cause of the difficulties is in the novel, we may find the solution within its pages. Ah. It was a dark and stormy night. Not a promising beginning.
Make it better.
I suggest we separate and blend in with these beings. Casual queries, offered inconspicuously, might prove fruitful.
Do I have left here?
Honey, now, you know it's bad luck. Count your chips at the table.
Yeah?
Excuse me, sir. Might I inquire, where are you from?
Lubbock, Texas.
And how did you get here?
Vegas. Stole my car. I got a 91 Caddy with only 80,000 miles on it.
Where is your automobile now?
Out front, I suppose. What the hell difference does it make?
Could you take me there?
Hit me. I'm losing my shirt.
Son, why would I want to do that? If you see, I'm trying to help this little lady.
I believe you are trapped inside the Royale, just as I am.
Sure don't seem that way when you're losing, don't it? We're just trying to turn this lady's wagon around and win back some lost change. Otherwise, she's in a desperate situation and she's got nowhere to turn. Well, almost nowhere.
I didn't say it, right?
I wouldn't.
The odds favor standing pat.
What do I do?
Do you want a card or not?
Hit me. Oh, too many. Oh. I've almost lost it all. What am I going to do?
There.
What did you find?
Nothing.
If Rita just called. She did? What did she say?
It was kind of hard to tell. She was crying.
Crying? Damn. Mickey D thinks he can treat people any way he wants. Well, that's all over now.
You were told.
Not for you to make the call. It's for Rita.
She sent me to tell you.
Okay, boys, look, we can't afford to have any trouble in here. Why don't you just take this outside?
Yeah, I like that. Come on, baggage man.
Let's you and me take it outside. When I was a kid, I used to look up to you guys. The suit, the fancy shoes. I really thought that made you somebody. But you're nobody. You can make something out of it.
I don't believe this dialogue. Did humans really talk like that?
Not in real life. Remember, everything that's going on down there is taken from what Colonel Ritchie calls a second-rate novel.
Like Rita. She could do something with her life. She
with your permission,
somebody.
Sir.
She only had the chance. She's somebody. She's my girl. You got her on the stuff. The only reason she stays with you, because you feed her sickness.
You gotta let me help her.
Well, why don't we just go outside and talk about it?
Just watch yourself. Don't worry.
It's all part of the novel. Don't interfere.
Listen to me, kid. No woman's worth dying for. Killing for. Not dying for.
Enterprise.
Yes, number one.
Bizarre incident just took place.
The shootout between the bellboy and Mickey D.
Yes, and Mickey D just walked out the door. How did he do that?
It's on page 244.
In the novel, right. How does it end?
A bad love affair ends in a bloody shootout. The hotel gets bought out, and life goes on, such as it is.
The hotel gets bought? By whom?
This isn't specific. It simply refers to foreign investors. Sale price, 12.5 million United States dollars.
They return home, leaving the assistant manager in charge.
Captain? That's how we're getting out.
We're buying.
Question of probability. Quite simple, really, if one bets with any sequential consistency.
Elaborate.
The combinations totaling 7 or 11 have considerable value when achieved on the primary attempt. With 8 variations possible to create those totals, the likelihood of those totals occurring is not significant. However...
Okay. Can you do it?
I believe so, sir.
Eight to point. Enter from the key. Tennessee to wide. Do it. Thank God.
Single digits on each cube are not at all desirable.
You're almost broke.
Relax, honey. It's only money.
Yeah, but if you lose it all, I won't even have a place to sleep.
Don't you worry your little head, honey. I'd never let that happen. Come here. Let's go. Here it comes. Your turn, Slick.
Go to work.
Maybe this turkey will bring us some luck. Six is your number. Hell, my blind grandma can make a six, boy. Come on, roll them.
I thought 7 and 11 had value.
Actually, 6 is a valid point. Of course, now the objective is to roll a duplicate 6 before hitting 7.
But the probability of making a 6 is no greater than that of rolling a 7.
There is a certain degree of random fortune involved. I believe that is why they call it gambling.
Yeah.
7 away. Next shooter.
So much for your new turkey.
Give Slick another shot. I got a feeling about you, boy.
Commander. These cubes are improperly balanced. I believe their final resting position would be...
Can you repair them?
I believe so. I will make another attempt. Baby needs a new pair of shoes.
Another one.
them up. Here we go.
Keep rolling, boys. Keep rolling.
Status, number one.
We're having a nice run of luck, Captain.
Don't get out of character, Commander.
Sir?
The foreign investors in the book are described as flamboyantly generous.
Yes, sir. I understand.
And I'm good looking too.
Huh? Isn't that enough?
No. Don't want to come up short. You are keeping count.
Yes, sir. 12.3 million. Perhaps I will bet 700,000.
No, bet at all.
But sir, the sale price of this edifice is 12.5 million.
We need some spreading around money data.
Sir?
Bet it all. There you go. Little something for you, Z. Little something for those cocktail waitresses. To run this outside, give it to the parking lot attendant.
You're very kind, sir.
Here you go, Vanessa. A little something for you, too.
Thank you.
When the train comes in, everybody rides.
Yeah, and I'm getting off at this station. And for 18 passes, air gets a little too thin for this country boy. I'm betting against you, sir.
Are you nuts?
I do not believe that is a prudent choice, sir.
Hey, that's what horse racing's about. Rolling, boy.
Seven.
Yeah.
The man has a touch.
You knew you were going to throw that seven, didn't you? You just let me go down the tube.
I tried to caution you, sir.
What was it? I mean, was it personal or what? Because I didn't show you my car?
Now, I wish to cash in, sir.
I'm afraid you've broken the bank. Just take $12.5 million, the purchase price of this hotel. Spread the rest around.
You're a foreign investor.
That's right. We just bought this place. Lock, stock, and barrel. Consider it a done deal.
I like you, fellas. You got style. Let me buy you guys a drink.
Just enjoy the game. Don't let them change the dice on
you. You got it.
Enterprise, this is the away team. We're clear of the structure.
Free to beam up.
Time to come home now, number one. Transporter room, we have a fix on the away team. Beam them up. Come.
Sir. Welcome back, number one. Very strange experience. Puzzling. I still can't comprehend how Colonel Ritchie's vessel could have traveled out that far. Not on its own, at any rate.
Perhaps they were brought here by whoever created that make-believe world down there. Possibly they didn't know how fragile humans aboard actually were. Only one of them survived. None of it makes any sense. Like Fermat's theorem, it's a puzzle we may never solve.